Character sketch of the third Marquess of Salisbury, Robert Arthur Talbot Gascoigne Cecil, 1830 to 1903. My personal opinion of the Marquess of Salisbury is worth very little. In this book I can put down anything I like. There is no one to say me nay. But whether my personal opinion is worth anything or not, I can only say that I, who know him well, both privately and publicly, assert that he is the best and biggest-hearted Englishman of this century. With a large amount of amour propre, he is utterly devoid of pride. In him, the poorest labourer has a friend to whom he can confide his troubles, with a certain and sure knowledge that if those troubles are well-founded, the Marquess will give relief. If the Marquess was speaking to one of his own cowboys or to the Russian ambassador, he is equally incapable of telling a lie. Himself an honest and straightforward man, with no other idea that 20 shillings make a pound, he aims straight at the mark. His political opponents sometimes make 18 shillings or 22 shillings out of a pound. He can't. Salisbury is honest.